Now, you mentioned the knob was not far from your home. You mean this home?
Yes, it's right back up there. It's the hill that you see going out that way to your
left. What
are
you doing it for?
Mother, we're in the middle of an interview. Huh? We're in the middle of an interview. I may ask you some questions, but leave it at that.
I want to ask her.
I know you do. You want to know her whole history.
Tell her I'll tell her if we stop this. Okay, I can show her the book we're using. I was curious. You were born here in this house?
Yeah. Oh, no. I was born in Springfield, Missouri, because my father's people lived there and they didn't have any hospitals here. And, no, this house was built in 40. Our home burned.
And where was it?
Right here.
On the same spot?
Mm-hmm.
I see.
And that house was 100 years old.
What was it like?
Well, it had walls that were about yay thick.
Yeah, that won't go on the tape too well.
I know it. Well, it had walls that were extremely thick because they had been boarded over and then boards put on the outside. It was originally a house with a dog crop through it. And the rooms were, ceilings 10 feet high, and the rooms were probably 12 by 14. And then after my father bought the place, they opened the hallway into the living room. And it had great big double doors. When we rebuilt, these French doors right here were in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother put them.
Oh, that's nice.
They took everything out of the house. It took so long to burn because the walls were so thick that they took all the windows, all the doors, and everything out of the house.
It's amazing they were able to.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very nice that you have them.
It's sort of a nice memento to have them.
So you were born in Springfield, but came back here immediately?
Yes.
What are your earliest memories of this place?
Well...
When you think back to what home was like, smells, tastes, sights, what do you think of?
What do I think of? Well... I guess I always thought it was a secure place. Is that what you mean, or do you mean what I did every day?
What you did every day, what do you remember? Animals?
Well, we just had, everybody in town had a cow, and what was funny about this, or several little incidents, in this area, the branch is right down there, and we had what we had, an open livestock law, you know, that the livestock could run in the city. And lots of people didn't have water of any kind. So after they milked the cow in the morning, they let it out the barnyard gate, and they all went to the branch and ate up and down the branch. Then at night, they'd all come home and stand at the gate till you opened the gate and let them in. We had hogs that run loose. It was just a typical small town. I remember this. My dad was a lawyer. He had an office in the courthouse. The highlight of my day was to go down to my dad's office, and he gave me a nickel, and I went over to the drugstore and got a Coke. Are those the things you mean?
I was interested in your early memories of what childhood was like here.
We kids used to play up and down the branch. In those days, that was clean water and things like that. And even though you had outside facilities, people were always clean about them. And the early house that we had was sort of a colonial style. After they built a porch clear around it. And...